The litigation filed Wednesday is the latest salvo in a 10-month running dispute over the cross in the park between the city and the Madison, Wisconsin-based American Humanist Association.
We are contending that this is a violation of the Establishment Clause to the United States Constitution.
Rebecca Markert is a staff attorney with the Freedom from Religion Foundation, specializing in Establishment Clause cases.
The city needs to take action to remove a religious display from its property. The Christian cross cannot be displayed in a city park or on government property anywhere within the city. It's showing preference for religion, in this case Christianity, and that is an affront to our Constitution.
Standing in the park for roughly half a century, the cross is also the site of the annual Easter sunrise worship service, which is hosted by a rotating group of churches. Next to it is a plaque referencing Easter.
There was a discussion on our Facebook page about the cross, and a particular person had a lot of energy about it, and a lot of our Facebook followers had different opinions about it.
Mike Thomas is a member of the East Hill Neighborhood Association Board. Speaking last July, he said one compromise could be to allow them to lease the land on which the cross stands, with some possible additions.
I think the board would be open to any religious organization that wanted to fund a symbol on that property, and to make it open to any religious organization that wanted to hold a service there, as it should be.
Thomas said there doesn't appear to have been any formal talks with the city about the site, which nearly a year later still rings true, according to attorney Rebecca Markert.
Both FFRF and the American Humanist Association had sent a letter to the city last year, and we never received any sort of response.
The lawsuit is asking the court to declare that the Bayview Cross is unconstitutional, order it removed, and enjoin the city from placing such displays on public land in the future.
The government can't prefer any religion at all. It doesn't matter if it's Christianity, if it's Judaism, or if it's Islam. They cannot have those religious symbols up on government property. They are supposed to maintain neutrality towards religion, and the best way to do that is to keep their space free from religious iconography.
The city has 30 days to file a response to the lawsuit. Neither Mayor Ashton Hayward nor City Attorney Lesia Bowling were available for comment. When the issue first arose last July, City spokesman Vernon Stewart had a brief statement from the mayor.
We want to respect all religions without showing preference to any. Personally, I hope there is always a place for religion in the public square. I surely don't want to remove it. However, this is a question we are going to refer to our attorneys.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.